Thunderbird is one of the premier equestrian show parks here, not just in Canada, but globally.
Hello and welcome to the Phobie Insider podcast. I've got Rob Anson, our CEO and founder, with me today. Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday. And I'm sure our followers would have seen today that we released the press release that Phobie AI signs a multi-year agreement to provide digital services to Thunderbird Show Park for the upcoming 2024 and next year's 2025 show seasons. This is a pretty awesome announcement because we're getting involved with the sports and entertainment industry. Why don't you just tell us, kick us off by telling us a little bit about this deal and what this means?
Sure, this is a great opportunity once again for us to show all the beautiful things of which we've built when it comes to digital transformation. In this case here, all of the trainers and competitors and media and all those in attendance will have a digital credential, which will enable them access and entry in form of a digital ticket, if you will. But it goes much, much beyond that by way of communication and, of course, wayfinding, announcements, security-related things, anything related to interaction and engagement and communications. That's the beauty about what we do. It's not just your ticket to access a venue and events. It creates this concierge personalized engagement feature, which obviously in today's day and age is very premiumly expected, I guess you could say. And in this case here, it's what we're doing is we're eliminating all that need for paper and plastic by way of creating a digital footprint now, which is obviously immersive and communicative for those there that are in attendance.
It is really great that we can consolidate different industries. So like we're heavily involved with the sports and entertainment industry and now with event management and just really bringing it all together. And I guess it's an event management's dream.
It is, Nathan. And it's the way we've architected the solution. It all plugs in. And whether it's the ticketing, whether it's the data segmentation side, whether it's the communications through the email and lock screen and text and all these different features that we support today, we make business as seamless and easy as possible. And in these cases here, most operators are pushing towards a peer embedded digital transformative solution stack now. And it's exactly what we've delivered in the past for, of course, security and access and entry with the NASDAQ. And as we mentioned today, same event embedded digital ticketing that we did for the Oscars Academy Awards. So it's wash, rinse, repeat, and that's why we're able to crank these things out as fast as we have been here. And for us, we're always looking to help blaze new trails. And this is a very exciting opportunity, especially when you look at the audience. Those that are familiar with the equestrian industry understand the finances behind it. So these people here are our ideal target audience as well from an investor perspective as well. So it's something that I've dabbled in a bit myself personally to try to put the Phobie brand out there in some form and way. And it's really how I did get connected to Chris was I bought a saddle pad, simply put the Phobie logo on it. Of course, I'm walking around with a Phobie hat and that's how the dots were connected. This is a predominantly female sport and I've got two boys that participate in it. And so they sort of stick out like a sore thumb. And that provided us the opportunity to connect the dots on who's Phobie and who are those two boys there. So it was a great organic business development discussion. And for us, once again, it's assessing what the experience is today and how can we perhaps better enhance that.
Yeah, I was going to ask how Phobie has gotten involved with the equestrian industry, but you kind of explained it there.
Well, I think this is a key one. Thunderbird is one of the premier equestrian show parks here, not just in Canada, but globally. They've got international competitors. Obviously, this is a big Olympic year. They've got the Major League Show Jumping coming up next month, which is their biggest events of the year. And this is a great showcase for us. It's a great innovation sandbox as well, where we can try to implement new products and features here to support the growth and development of the equine industry. And I think for us, this is a great opportunity, not just on the show jumping and dressage and these other disciplines, but I've already had a few calls today from various groups tied to rodeo. Obviously, rodeo is a very huge industry in the U.S., and this is another great opportunity of ticketing, access, entry, credentials, and of course, data, and monetization by way of paid media and sponsored content. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist in our audience here to figure out that with pass bundling, opens a whole new door of embedded media. So this is something that I expect us to see significant growth over the next course of the year coming ahead.
Exactly. And just because we're in the equestrian industry now, it just showcases that we are going big in sort of the event management space and the verticals. When you started those discussions with Chris and his team, how were they responsive to the tech stack and what we're able to deliver?
Well, it's quite easy. I mean, for me, it's not about selling. It's about listening. And it's about understanding what are some of the gaps, what are the pain points, what are the challenges. And then it's pretty easy for me to sit there and smile and say, here's how we could help with this, and then build a future-proof roadmap together. So whether it's events to the award show or tickets in these cases, or access and entry with credentials and healthcare and some of these other things now, it's all the same for us, Nathan, and it's the beauty about the agile tech stack of which we built here.
Yeah, and we're really building momentum with, obviously, with the awards and then the Roth Capital that we're involved with, and now with the show park and with Comcast. It's really, you can really start to feel the energy changing.
For sure. It's a great opportunity for us here. And I think the fact here that it's not just one, there's a multitude of different verticals here that are embracing and adopting the technology. We fully expect to have a very busy spring and summer ahead with news flow and implementations and whatnot, and why everyone's here in the office today. Some very exciting other things coming up soon. I think also too, when I do look at the world of equestrian, as I said, it's a predominantly female sport. And I don't know if you had a chance to follow the NCAA March Madness this year, but when you look at the numbers and the followers, with Caitlin, the women's basketball, of course, they're higher than the men this year. So I've got great interest. I've been looking at the data for the last 2 years, looking at the money that's being invested into women's sports and that. And I think it's a huge opportunity for us to be able to support those initiatives as well, and more to come there. Yeah, I think for us, it's just continued growth and recognition. And obviously, the more we can get out there, the more we learn and find other niche holes and gaps that Phobie can fill.
Absolutely. And we're definitely moving towards those deals. So thank you again for your time today, Rob. Was there any other final comments that you wanted to wrap us up with?
No, lots going on, lots of moving parts. And thank you for everyone's support and encouragement. And focused on a big spring and summer ahead here.
Perfect. Thank you again.